Toilet paper.
Yeah.
Bro. So I'm working in a grocery store, obviously. Yeah. So I see, like, we get tons of toilet paper. Tons of toilet paper. And, like, when COVID first started, that shit was on the shelf for, like, 7 o'clock in the morning, it opened up.
Yeah.
That shit was gone, bro. Like, I couldn't get toilet paper myself. I worked at the store. I couldn't
literally
get
toilet paper myself. When the lockdown started, or, like, when?
Like, right when lockdown started. No, right when they mentioned, like, COVID. Because I don't know why. Like,
word.
Because then we went into lockdown right after, right? They started shutting
school. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, right as soon as that happened, stores, 7 o'clock in the morning, toilet paper is gone. Then they have to put, I don't know what, like, I don't know why toilet paper is a thing.
Like, it doesn't make sense, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, toilet paper, what the f- you can wipe your ass with anything, fam. You can wash your ass with water.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Man, people do that, bro. Like, that's, I know, what I'm saying, bro. My like, I know certain people, like, no offense to no white people, but I have white friends, like,
yeah,
they don't have buckets in their house, bro.
They don't have buckets in their house,
I got buckets, bro.
Like, now, you know what I think? I think it's an ethnic thing, though, to have, like, bro, the water bucket, right?
Bro, yes, bro.
I think it's because in Tagalog, we call it a tabo.
Yeah. But we call it, like a bidet or some shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
We have a bidet and shit like
that. Oh, you, it's like the hose one.
I don't have that in my house, but if you go to, like, my uncle's house in, like, Dubai or something, they have that shit hooked up to the wall.
Oh, word.
Yeah, you sit there, let that shit flow. But, yo, we have, like, the bucket, like, we just have a fucking bucket, you know, like, the fucking, yo,
I know what you're talking about, like yeah, a pail,
you,
it's like a,
yeah, you know, like, you put milk in that, like, you get, like, the milk bags.
Yeah, we do that too. Yeah, like,
you just,
like,
don't put the milk bags in, bro. You just
wait, exactly, the milk thing.
Yeah, yeah, it's
nah, because we use like a pail, like, you know, when you go play with the sand and shit.
Yeah.
In Asian stores, they have them. It's like a pot.
Yeah,
but it's plastic. It's plastic.
Yeah.
But that's what we use.
We just work with what we got, you know what I mean? We don't have a specific store and we get, like, ass washing buckets. Like,
yeah, that's true stuff.
No, but we have, it's just like that. But, yo, I remember, like, every time my white friends would come over,
yeah,
so just hide the bucket and be like, nah, but just put the bucket away. My girlfriend comes over and put the bucket away for him.
Yeah. But, yo, I think what it is, because toilet paper, it comes in such a big package, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think what started the whole, like, hype of, oh, the toilet paper is gone, is because when you take a thing of toilet paper, it leaves a big space.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you look at, let's say, a shelf full of stock, right? You take a can. One can isn't going to make the whole thing look empty. But one thing of toilet paper, because you can only put how much toilet paper in, like, one shelf.
Yeah.
So, let's say you have, like, 10 toilet papers, right? You take two or three of them out, it's going to look emptier, way emptier than, like, if you took one can out.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I think that's why, bro. I think it's because, like, you see such a big space in it, and, like, oh, the toilet paper is gone. So, like, we gotta get toilet paper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's probably why.
Yeah, no. Well, I still find it ridiculous.
It is. It's stupid. Still, it's stupid.
Because they have to put a limit on it. Right? They put two toilet paper, like, two packages per family. Why do you even need to put a limit saying only two per family?
I don't even
need two big 40 something packs.
Like, yeah, exactly.
How much are you shitting in a day, bro? Like, you don't.
I know. That. And I felt so bad because, like, the older people that got there late, they couldn't even get, like, they had to use, like, tissue paper.
Yeah, that was the worst too.
That was the worst.
Old people, like, people who need toilet paper.
Yeah,
they're just like, do you have any more in the back? I'm like, shit, like, no, like,
I know.
Like, I can't. It's my bad.
Those are crazy, bro. Like, it's the same thing with, like, people. I feel like nowadays people love to, like, line up and shit. You know?
Yeah, it's just a fucking fad, bro.
Yeah, like they want to be a part of, like, something special. Like, line up.
Yeah.
For, like, whether it be shoes and shit.
Oh yeah.
You ever line up for shoes or not?
Nah, bro. Never.
You're not about that, right?
I'm not like a major. I'm not like you. I'm like a huge sneakerhead.
Yo, I only lined up ever like 3 times in my life.
For shoes?
Yeah, I only ever lined up like 3 times because I'm not about that either. I don't want to, like,
I don't have the patience. That's the thing. I'll wait. Like, I'll buy it. If I like shoes, I'll buy it off of, like, StockX or something.
Yeah, because like if you like it that much, I'm not going to wait long.
That's like, I'll just buy it. Because I'm more of like a, but I just sell. Like, I'll buy it and I'll sell it, like, later, bro. Like,
yeah,
I,
you do that.
I sell my shit fair, like, because I know, like, people are gonna want it later on.
Yeah,
like, bro. My fucking Toro Bravos, the fours,
the Toro fours. Yeah, those are fire.
Yeah, bro.
And you sold them.
Yeah, I sold those. Bro, I bought it for $250 from Hotbox.
Yeah,
like, you know Hotbox, right?
Yeah.
So I bought only $250, and they're in, like, decent conditions. So,
and they go for like $6 now, bro, right?
I sold it for like $560 or $550.
Damn, yeah. That's good. That's good shit.
That's my mentality, bro. It's like, you buy if I buy that shit cheap and I know I'm keeping it in good, like, good condition, I'll just resell it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, bro, like, I'm making money. That's why I started making my money before getting the job, because I couldn't get a job.
Oh, word.
Yeah, bro, I hate it. I remember that's how...
in, like, high school.
Yeah, you know, like, the whole top seven, bro. Yeah. That's how I came, because I remember Charon, bro.
Yeah.
This guy needed money. He needed money because he needed to get something to eat, and everyone was eating. Like,
oh,
like,
yeah. I remember that.
I remember.
That's why we added you in the group chat.
Week, yeah, yeah. First week I got my job, bro. I'm like, I know this shit feels like.
Yeah.
Charon, give me your e-transfer, bro. Like, you're hungry, bro. Like,
I know you blessed him, bro.
And you got a whole meal, bro. And then that's what he was like, oh, I think he deserves to be in the chat. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
And we added you to the group chat, and it was like, what is this? Yeah. It was like, because we had a main group chat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, like, we had a separate one that's like the goats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bro, I don't even.
Like, the closest man.
Yeah, but think, I'm not even in, like, the group chat. I remember I'd be like, I'll respond in the group chat like after weeks.
10 days.
Like, oh shit, this guy's still alive? Like, yeah.
Because you're on your grind, fam. Like, we don't hear from you a lot, though.
Yeah, I'm barely on my phone, bro. Because, like, I'm grinding at the fucking gym, bear.
Yeah, you're grinding at the gym.
Bro, that was a huge, like, before COVID hit, I was, like, in there, bro. Like,
what motivated you to be like, oh, yeah, I want to get these.
It's a story, bro. It's a story. Yeah. So, my whole life, I've been, like, you know what skinny fat is, right?
What? You've been skinny fat?
Bro, you can't tell because, like, I wear my shirt, but I have a huge-ass waist. Like, just midsection was what? So... Yeah.
Fat. I would have never known.
Fat. That you can't tell, bro.
Yeah. Because
my arms were, like, skinny. So, I just look, like, skinny, right? So, I was, like, looking in the mirror one day. I'm like, bro, actually, like, I hate this shit.
Yeah.
I hate it. So, like, I woke up and I started doing push-ups. Started going on, like, 10K runs, 5K runs.
Oh, shit.
Like, crazy.
Yeah. And
I lost so much of that, like, fat. I went from, like, 170. I was 170 pounds.
Yeah.
It was all in my midsection, pure fat.
Damn.
And then I dropped it to 140. So I got my abs and shit and everything, but, like, I still wasn't.
You went from 170 to 140?
Shit. Because, yo, but I didn't do it properly because I wasn't eating right. Like, I didn't.
Oh, you weren't, like, watching.
Yeah.
Like,
it was just an unhealthy weight loss and I just looked tiny and shit. So then I was like, okay, now I need to, like, let's.
Like, you did, like, research and shit. Yeah.
I still look like shit. I'm not happy. So that's when I started, like, fucking. I went to the gym, took it to the next level.
Yeah.
Started eating.
This guy properly. Came out Johnny Sins.
Oh, bro, shave my head. Everything, bro. And just fucking now I'm way. Now I'm happy still. But, like, actually, I'm never really happy. I'm always, like, setting more goals. That's what, like, motivates me.
Oh, what's your ideal, like, physique? Like, what are you going for?
I'm gonna be fucking massive.
Okay, bro. Like, if you're gonna say, like, a celebrity or, like, someone from a movie, because I always do that. Oh, The Rock?
I wouldn't be that big, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah, I wouldn't be fucking massive. I wouldn't be able to take those 100-pound dumbbells and just fucking warming up for that shit.
Damn.
I want to be, bro. That's what I want to get. That's hard.
That's
work.
Like, years that's like
discipline.
Mr. Olympia type shit.
Yeah, if I wish I could be on that type of level, bro.
Damn.
Not even, like, but, like, I'm not even about steroids and nothing like that.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about that? What do you think about, like, performance enhancing and, like, hormones?
I have a lot of friends that do it. It's not easy. People think, oh yeah, taking steroids is an easy way out. It's not. You gotta work 10 times harder, bro, because that shit it speeds up everything, right? But you gotta eat, like, it's hard to eat, bro. You gotta eat a lot, like, good shit, super clean and all that shit. You gotta, because
you still have to train, right?
It's not like train like crazy. It's not like you just take steroids and you wake up.
But I heard you can, like, lift light. Is that true?
Wait, what do you mean?
You can lift, like, lightweights?
Yeah, you can. A lot of, like, bodybuilders, bro, they
use white light.
They use lightweights and they just fucking get a massive pump.
That's
the thing. But then people train heavy too. It's like, your body is different. Like, whatever works for your body.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
For me, I train super heavy.
Super heavy,
like,
yeah.
For what my body weight is. Like,
yeah.
Because that's just what I like doing. And I see improvements.
So you go, like, less volume, but more heavy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Bro, my dad always told me, he was like, don't squat, you know, heavy weights. I'm like, no, I'm squatting heavy weights. What? I love squatting. I busted my knee, fam. You know how much I'm squat? I went from 315 squat to I can't even bench. I can't even squat like two plates, barely.
Word, damn.
My knee's fucked. It like clicks every time and it hurts like crazy.
Yeah, isn't that bad? Like, over time, right?
I went down on a squat, bro.
Yeah.
And my knee popped.
Oh, fuck.
And then that's why my dad was right. Still, my dad was just,
yeah.
I told you so. That's what's going to happen.
But you just got to, like,
you live and you learn, though.
Yeah, you got to balance it, right? You got to find out, like, what's best for you and shit.
Yeah.
Because do you believe in, like, because a lot of people say the best way to train is so you can train tomorrow. You get what I mean? It's never like you bust your ass one day. Do you train like that or do you bust your ass?
Well, here's the thing. No one's going to be, you're not going to be fully motivated all the time. Like, you're going to have days where, like, I've had days where I've just been so, like, I don't want to go to the gym. I don't want to work out. Like,
Yeah.
That's how you know you're overtraining. Like, people say there's no such thing as overtraining.
There is, for sure.
There's, you can't, you're going to burn yourself out.
And you lose motivation. You're like, I don't want to do this shit no more.
That happened to me. Right now, I'm in that stage, bro. Because, like, I can't go to the gym. Like, I have a gym membership, but it's like 10 people allowed in the gym.
Yeah.
So I can't even, it gets filled up for the site crashes. I go in at 12. I'm sitting there at 11:59.
Yeah,
trying
to
refresh the page. Shit,
crashes. It's like a sneaker drop, man. Yeah, like a just, supreme shit.
Gotta get some bots for that shit to get you.
Yeah, bots for the gym. So, but you do like home workouts?
Yeah, but it's not the same.
It's not the same, right? Because you need heavy weights now.
Yeah, so low. I can't sit there and do 50 push-ups, bro. Like
Like,
I can do it if I want to, but the motivation just isn't there.
Weird. Because there's a point where when I was working out, I would do like 3 sets of 100 push-ups, like just so I can try and build. Because I have small weights here, right?
Yeah.
So I don't really like work out like that. I never even went to the gym and like benched a lot. I never really did that. I just did a lot of like calisthenics and shit and boxing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're a boxer as well. Mm.
So. Yo, you know what I noticed though? I don't know if this is true, but the most D's people like in fighting, they're pretty slow. That's the only thing.
I heard that
like
too.
In fighting.
I heard that too. Like I heard, what's that guy's name? Who's the guy that beat Anthony Joshua, the fat Mexican guy?
Andy Ruiz or something.
I don't even know his name.
The Mexican guy, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
He's quick.
Yeah, he's fast.
He's not carrying like a lot of muscle, bro. Yeah. His arms are just, he's quick as shit, bro. Mm-hmm. That's basically how he beat like Anthony Joshua. Bro. Anthony Joshua, my favorite boxer of all time, bro.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
He's like Superman, though. He's like.
Oh, yeah. I think that's what gave him the edge in it. Because even though Andy Ruiz, like, or whatever his name is, he's like, he's fatter.
He like, literally looks like the Mexican uncle, you know?
Yeah.
Like the Tito.
but he's quick.
Yeah.
He's quick, man. Like, I saw that fight. I was actually so pissed, but I'm like, yo, Anthony Joshua took that shit so lightly.
Because, yo, you know what it is? Because when regular people see like a fight, they always go after like, oh, this guy has a nicer physique, so he's probably better.
Oh yeah.
But like it's not necessarily like how they look. It's always like how they can move, how they can perform.
Oh yeah.
Because if you look at even like Nate Diaz, right?
Yeah.
Like Nate Diaz isn't the most D's guy. Mm-hmm. Look at him, Brian Garcia.
Yeah,
right.
That kid's insane.
Yeah, Ryan Garcia is crazy, and he doesn't. He's not like the most D's.
Nah,
like he's lean, but like he's not like D's.
Yeah.
Right.
Nah, that's facts. That's what I'm saying. I feel like the people with less muscle mass are just quick.
But the bands of the muscle, they look nice though. You know?
Yeah, you're definitely scared. Like if I was to hop into the ring with like a man like Deontay Wilder's not even a good fighter, but if I like stepped in to like the ring, I seen Deontay Wilder
because he's so big.
He's huge.
Yeah,
bro. But I don't think he's like technically. Like he's strong.
Yeah, he's like a knockout strong. Man. He's a knockout man.
But like, you saw that fight with like Tyson Fury?
Yeah.
But I didn't know Tyson Fury's gonna win that shit.
Yeah.
Because like Deontay Wilder's like, he's a big guy. Like I get it.
But he's not as technical. He's not as technical.
Tyson Fury's on a whole nother level, man.
Yeah. Tyson Fury is actually really good.
He's good. He doesn't look.
He doesn't see. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Like he doesn't look the most. You can't even see his abs, fam.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
He used to be fat, like really fat. Have you ever seen a before and after picture?
Nah, I haven't. I haven't.
Put that on the screen, bro. And my man was like, gut was massive, bro.
Yeah.
I just lost bare weight and I got into boxing, I guess.
Yeah. Yo, you want to hear a crazy theory, though? Okay, so Tyson Fury, right? You know when Tyson Fury boxes?
Yeah.
They said the theory was that he was cheating because he would punch people with the inside of his glove.
I heard about that, right?
Yeah,
and I seen in the fight, too. They like pointed it out.
Yeah, like he would go like this and then like his glove would like go backwards.
Because he
would hit him with like this. Mm. And this is like really hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Because it's not padded, right? Because the glove is only padded in the front. Because that's where you're going to hit with.
Yeah.
But this guy was like hitting him with the inside.
Fuck. Yeah.
So what if that's like why he got all those knockdowns? Like he gave him knockdowns because he was hitting him with like straight bone, fam.
To be honest, bro. Like the referee didn't call nothing.
He didn't call nothing. So that's the thing, though. That's the thing. He didn't call nothing.
That's a dub, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, a dub and less contested.
Yeah.
Right? But imagine though, like that's the reason he won.
Yeah.
You know what else he said? He said like I think it was in his GQ interview. He's like, this is my special. You know the GQ interview where like it's like my essentials and shit.
Yeah.
You take out like this. There's a little bottle. It's like this is my special lubricant. This guy's still. And he's like, and he dead ass said like I jack off like 5 times a day. Like dead ass. He said that
on camera.
He said that on camera on GQ.
This guy's weird, bro.
This guy said he jacks off 5 times a day.
I don't think he cares though, because He was on live. Do you see the thing where he was on live and he dropped the N-word?
Oh, what? I didn't even know that.
He dropped the N-word. He was singing a song. He just dropped the N-word for him. I'm like, damn. Like, and then he was going to hate on it, but you can't get
we're going to do fight him?
Yeah, you can't get canceled, bro. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
If you don't care, you're not going to get canceled.
Yeah, that's facts. Care. That's facts. Like, look at 6ix9ine, bro. 6ix9ine's calling out like...
Meek Mill never did a video of Meek Mill, bro. I'm like, what are you doing?
Bro, this guy's like, he's like unstoppable, fam.
Yeah, do you see what he did to Vaughn?
Yeah, he's like, I bet King Von won't join my live. I bet $100 or some shit. Like,
he does not value his life. Doesn't value his life, bro.
Like, these people definitely want to kill him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But he's like, he probably so, like, his security's probably off the fucking...
Oh, yeah. Did you see his... If you saw the Nelk video he did with 6ix9ine and Nelk?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This guy had, like, a whole army with him, fam. It's literally, like, a SWAT team with him.
Really?
So no one's running up on 6ix9ine.
Yeah, that's true. Because, yo, I don't think he'd be talking that much shit if he did not have protection. Yeah. Like,
this
that,
guy easily spends six figures, like, on security. Facts. Easily.
Facts.
Right?
Bro, he needs to. He'll die. Yeah. Bro, he can't be calling out King Von. Like, all the people fucking showing up on... he was on O-Block or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember that shit? Mm. And just be, like, chilling.
I know.
You would not be interested in beefing with people like Chief Keef and shit like that? Nah.
Bruh.
Nah.
Okay, well, what do you think the future for 6ix9ine is?
For 6ix9ine?
Yeah, the future for 6ix9ine.
I think he's gonna die in the next like year or two.
You think so?
I think so. There's no way.
It's hot because people have been saying that since the start.
I'm still thinking it's gonna happen, bro. You can't be talking that much shit and just...
I know.
Or something's gonna happen. He's definitely gonna get like hospitalized or some shit.
Oh, you remember he got kidnapped though?
Yeah, yeah. He got kidnapped and shit.
That was fucked. By his own man.
Yeah, that whole thing was... I don't even... Bro, those guys are only with him to like use him for like publicity.
Yeah, that's why.
But then he goes and stitches on it. Like, you made it even worse, man.
I know. Okay.
His reason was because like his... What, like... They would like fuck his girl.
I know. Like, yo, okay. If you're in 6ix9ine's position.
But the thing is, the street code means like you can't.
I know, but like I see, because I watch a lot of 6ix9ine's interviews, right? And I kind of understood where he was coming from. Mm. Like, I'm not saying I love 6ix9ine and shit, but like he had points, you know what I mean? Yeah, points. He's like, why be loyal to people that weren't loyal to you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's kind of true. That's kind of true.
It is. I can see why he snitched, but yeah. It's like, you tell anyone that and like the street, they're not going to give a shit.
I know. No one like on the street is going to give a
shit.
They
have a different like
mindset.
A different code. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, snitch your stitch. Like, it doesn't matter what. Like, exactly. I don't care if, like, if I fuck your girl, like, you can't snitch.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
But like, anybody else in that position, I feel like they'll snitch.
Because he's not a gangster, bro.
He's like us. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
so obviously he's gonna snitch.
Yeah.
He's just, there's like publicity.
It's not like you should expect him to either. You know what I mean?
But the thing is, that's what made his songs go hard. Post up with the gang.
Like, yeah, I know.
Everywhere.
I know.
And like the song, like the lyrics made no fucking sense, but the shit because it banged.
Yeah.
And the music video banged.
A lot. That's why.
That's why.
Like back in the day, back in, when was this? Like grade 10 in high school. Right?
Yeah.
You play Gummo? Oh, at the parties?
Yeah. Bro, that just made me fucking remember something, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were in this class. I think you were in this class, bro.
Yeah.
Me and Eric, we walked through the halls on lunch.
Yeah.
And we'd connect to people's like airplays or like, you know, the Apple plays. And we played Billy one day.
What?
Everybody was in the class to teach it, bro. Our thing, my phone connected to the screen.
No way.
And we played Billy. You know the beginning? It was like, let your nuts drop. It was playing. Banging in the classroom, and the teacher just turned off the thing real quickly and was yelling at the class. But me and Eric were on like outside the door dying, and like I think I don't know who was in the class, but they all saw us. Like, it was us, bro. That shit was so funny. This high school days like that.
Oh, so you're out in the hall like connected? That's jokes, bro.
I thought you were in that class, but I guess not.
Nah, shit. I don't think I was.
It was like a computer class, like not a computer class, like an editing class or some shit like that.
Oh wait, it was Mr. Fazzani's class.
I think so. Yeah. To be honest.
Yo, you know what I always wanted to do for a prank? I always wanted to like hide, you know, in lectures, big ass lecture halls.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes we have it in like a big ass theater too. I always wanted to, and it's dark. I always wanted to take like a Bluetooth speaker and hide it like in the front, like near the teacher. And go all the way up to the top and then just like play something funny.
Yeah, bro. Like the fucking that moaning shit that you get when you open the phone. You're watching a quiet video and you put the volume up.
Yeah.
And just that fucking same sound keeps playing.
Or play that doom. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Bro.
Yeah.
I was chilling in my room and Gavin sent like a video in the group chat.
Yeah.
And it was like of his face.
Oh no, it was me. Yeah. I sent that
I edited it.
So
Gavin's face.
Yeah.
Right? And that shit went off. Or it wasn't in my room. I was in like the office. So everyone, my whole family was down there, bro.
Yeah.
That shit went off. It was loud as shit. And my dad hears it. He comes running into the office. He's like, what the hell are you doing? I'm like, bro, chill, I have to show him Gavin's face and shit like that.
No, because backstory, I made like one of those trap memes, like to trap people.
Yeah.
So I put like a picture of Gavin. It was like a video of Gavin, and then in the background, the audio was just the moaning, like the meme moaning. Yeah, remember that was the one.
But you got me in so much shit, bro. Oh my god, my parents, bro, they gave me a talk. I'm like, bro, it's not me.
You had to show them.
Yeah. Oh my god, bro. Oh
man, that's so awkward though. I hate when that happens. Like, you gotta
now it happens to my dad a lot because he has a group chat with his friends.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And my uncle's in there in that group chat, and he's just a goof, man.
Yeah.
And he'll send that shit, and my dad will be in public. That shit will go off, and he's like, "What the? Like, what the? Turn this shit off. I'm dying." Like, yo, you know how it feels.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I hate too? Like, you know when you're watching a movie with your family, and then all of a sudden, like, the scene comes on.
Oh yeah.
Tell you. You gotta like,
yeah, it's awkward, fam.
It's so awkward.
My parents
still
tell me to like obviously hide my eyes right now, but it's just weird. Like, I'm just like, I can't like watch a sex scene. Both my parents are chilling there. I'm just like, oh, shit.
It's just weird.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. A lie.
Yeah, I'm like so oblivious, bro. Damn, crazy.
I think eventually, I really want like a Gary Vee cosign.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, you don't know Gary Vee? It's just like a motivational speaker. Like, yeah, that type of shit. Yo, honestly, do you think I could be a motivational speaker?
You could, bro. I've like, always thought of doing that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I low-key want to try. I feel like people would want to hear me talk that shit.
Right? Yeah, yeah, bro. Especially with this going on, you know? Mm-hmm. What I mean?
Maybe one day.
You should do it. Like, show up to
like TED
school.
Talks and shit. That'd be dope.
Did you ever do a TED Talk?
Nah, never.
I would be too scared to do that.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Like, back in the day, like, I would not want to do that shit. But now, with all the shit that I know,
you grow.
Yeah, I feel like I have shit to say now.
Oh, yeah.
Because when we were in high school, like, I didn't really have anything to say, like, what am I going to say? Like, oh, talk about the planets, you know what I mean? Talk about it. But now, like, I have like real life experience.
Yeah, that's what you need for a good TED Talk to get the people focused.
Yeah,
because I would do the same shit with like gym wise and like motivational wise, like that way.
Yeah.
Like, I was always thinking of doing that too. Mm-hmm. I'm actually good to do that now.
Yeah,
in the past I would be like that.
I am, bro. Right. Hit me with a theory right now.
All
right,
so there's the pyramids of Egypt, right?
Yeah.
So people say that they were built by like aliens.
Like, yeah, that's like a common thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was telling you, like, starting to tell you earlier, man. So there was a drone that was flown into the pyramids. Like, there's a video on this. There's video proof. It's flown into the pyramids.
Yeah.
And like the whole time, the drone's going into like one of the holes in the pyramids. Just keeps going.
Wait. How? So they flew it like illegally, or they flew it like?
I don't know if it was legally or not.
So some underground shit.
Yeah. So. You go in, they go into the pyramid. It's like some open hole in the pyramid. So they go to the center of the pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
There's someone standing in the pyramid.
What?
There's like some sort of figure in the pyramid. There's a video on this. There's
like a person? Like a person?
I don't know. The video is like blurry, but it's a legit video.
Yeah.
It's like it's some person's just in there, or some object or something's floating in there. So people were saying that was like an entrance into like another world.
Like an alternate dimension.
Yeah. So like, or like the underworld or something.
Oh, yo, because there's a lot of stories like
that's like a gatekeeper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like it would lead you to, or yeah, it's like a bridge from this world to like the afterlife.
Yeah.
But like the ancient Egyptians always talked about the afterlife, and like you can enter there.
Mm-hmm.
Like as if like they went there and back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they have those hieroglyphics, right?
Yeah.
Just a lot of that shit's like... it's like a lot of like shows like some weird civilization, but it looks like a futuristic type of civilization.
I know, that's a thing, bro.
Like it doesn't look like it could have even been a thing in the past.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's different. That's what I mean when I saw the video.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looked like a tall figure, and it just looked like it could be like gateway to
like a person, like
the underworld or something.
Bro. Could you see like a face or not?
It wasn't like a clear picture of a face, but you could tell it was a person. Like it was a figure.
The fuck?
There's a video on it. You can just search that shit up.
Yeah. Yo, you know what's crazy to think about? You ever watch Futurama?
Like, I watched a few times, but not like.
You ever watch like the first episode of it or not?
No.
So in the first episode, the guy, the main character Fry, he like gets locked into like a cryogenic chamber, right?
Mm.
And then like he sleeps for like million or 1,000 years. So while he's like sleeping in the thing, in the window it shows like shit that's going by, time going by.
Yeah.
So it shows a futuristic civilization coming up and then being teared down by aliens, brought up back as like medieval times. and then brought back down, and then it's a futuristic civilization brought back down, and then it's like olden times again. So what if, like, this is kind of crazy to say, but imagine we were already like futuristic back then, or like way, 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 way back. They had futuristic shit that we didn't have. Then it, all of that shit got destroyed.
Yeah.
And then now we reset.
And we're just kind of building it up.
We're kind of building it up again.
We're using like old, like the government's probably like using old stuff and not like revealing it to the public.
Yeah, like because there's a common theory with Antarctica.
Yeah.
Because you remember when the Ice Age happened, right? Mm-hmm. Antarctica used to inhabit like civilizations. There's a theory about that. And underneath Antarctica, what if there's like a lost civilization like Egypt that had secrets like that? You know what I mean? Yeah. That had like secrets of crazy shit they built. Because look at the fucking pyramids, bro. Like how do you make that shit?
I don't think it was made by, like, I'm telling you, it was not made by like men.
Yeah.
Not made by men. There's no way.
You know what they say? They say in the hieroglyphics, literally in the hieroglyphics in Egypt, they said they made the pyramids with mind control, with psychic abilities. Like literally it says in the hieroglyphics, Ram. Like it says in the hieroglyphics, like they made it with mind control, with psychic ability, with telekinesis and shit.
Well, that could totally be a possibility. We wouldn't even know, man.
Yeah, we wouldn't know. We wouldn't know.
Government hides so much shit. Like they could know. Or they might not even know, but even if they didn't know, they wouldn't reveal that type of shit to the public.
Yeah. Yo, you ever heard of Project Montauk?
No, I haven't.
Bro, you ever watch Stranger Things? Nah. But you know what it's about.
Heard of it. Yeah, I know.
Okay,
I know.
Okay. So Stranger Things was actually based off of this government conspiracy. It's called Project Montauk. So similar in Stranger Things, there was this military base that was said to kidnap like lost children, runaway kids, even kidnap people that just went close by the area.
Yeah.
And they would kidnap them and use them for mind control experiments and experience with psychic abilities. Yeah, and that's just like Stranger Things, right?
Yeah.
Because in Stranger Things, like the girl 11 had like psychic abilities
right? Yeah.
So fucking bro, if all of this shit like happened before, let's say in ancient Egypt, they had psychic abilities to make those pyramids. They had it, whatever, right? And it was a normal thing. There's a gap where this shit got lost, or like they stopped us from being able to do this shit. You know what I mean?
Yo.
So what if they put something like, let's say, in our water, in our food, to stop us from being able to do this? And then they're trying to rebuild like how we can access that shit again.
Fuck, yeah. That could be a thing, bro.
Yeah.
We don't know what they do.
What do you think, though? What do you think, fam?
Bro, so you know how I brought up that thing about like that person being in the like in the pyramid?
Yeah.
You know, that person could be someone like isolated. The person that made the pyramids.
Yeah.
That figure could have been someone like isolated, like that made the pyramids. Like
they're the
person that made the pyramids. Just hidden away.
Oh fuck, like a god.
One of those people that we were talking about with that psychic abilities that built the or telekinesis that built the pyramids. That could be the creator in there in that video, just kinda like hibernating.
Oh, you never know them.
That's a shout, but
yeah. But like, it's crazy to think.
It's a once you see the video, you know what I'm saying. But it's like it's a figure, man. It could be very well be some creature that we don't even know. It's just like it's just locked away in there.
Mm-hmm. Going back to like Project Montauk, fam. In these experiments, they used to literally try and use mind control, try and like bring out psychic abilities within people, and they were successful. Like, there's actual files that said they were successful with it, and like this is a real. This is not no fake shit. This is like real conspiracy. You know what? Yo. You know what's even crazier, fam? So this base, this military base where they did Project Montauk, it's called Camp Hero or some shit, right?
I've heard of that.
You heard of it?
Yeah,
Camp Hero?
That, yeah.
So what they did, they actually took Nazi scientists.
Yeah.
Like at the end of World War II, they actually collaborated with Nazi scientists and brought them to this place.
Really?
Because you know the Nazis, they were doing like crazy experiments with fucking powers to try and make super soldiers and shit.
Yeah.
Even in Captain America, like that was literally what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. Make super soldiers so you can take over the world. Bro, so imagine like all of that shit actually happened and they just hid it from the public.
Because there's probably a lot of classified files.
Like what do you think there might be psychics out there like right now?
Could be.
You think
could
so
be, bro. There could be like the people, not like psychics you go see in like a fucking booth or some shit like that, like a carnival.
Yeah.
But like I think it'd be like there could actually be probably like
no, like telekinesis, my bad, like telekinesis and shit.
Yeah. It definitely could be.
You think so? I remember seeing this this like crazy Illuminati video. It was about like Chris Brown.
Tell me about that.
So they said in the Illuminati they would open their third eye, right? Mm. You know the concept of the third eye, right?
Yeah.
So they say opening your third eye will unlock like psychic abilities, being able to see through other people's eyes, shit like that. So there's this video trying to break down that Chris Brown, part of the Illuminati,
yeah,
supposedly, mm-hmm, was able to see shit outside of his body with his third eye. So he would like shoot, he would shoot basketballs and like without looking
and just go
and it would swish every time. And then he would like go in another room and then predict shit that was in the room, but he wasn't there. And then, bro, so they showed another video of like this little girl, right? Mm. And she was supposedly had her third eye open. She was like in India or something. But they showed videos of her like doing shit with her mind. Like she would close her eyes and then see shit behind her.
But like, was the video tampered with?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know. Some of this shit you can't even believe, you know?
That's what I mean. That's what I hate.
Yeah.
But like, there's still like shit like UFO sightings too, man. Mm-hmm. Did you see the UFO? It was posted on CNN. That's why I believed it.
What? Which one?
The Pentagon released like a UFO sighting on CNN posted it.
What?
You haven't seen that?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's like a satellite was picking up like.
Oh,
like,
is it the blue one?
No. It's like in black and white.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw
is
that.
Is that real?
That's not recent though. That's not recent. That was a while ago.
No, it was a while ago. Yeah. But like, it's on a credible news site.
Yeah, bro. There's dead ass so much. There's so much news coming out now about like aliens and shit because there's so much other news that can.
Yeah, it's just clouding it.
Yeah, like you were not gonna look at the other shit.
Even brought that up, bro. I'm like, yo, this is a big like
thing. Yeah, it's like, a big deal, but like no one's talking about it because we're all focused on like COVID and shit.
Yeah, bro. And now there's a new strain from Brazil or some shit.
It's like COVID 21 or something, right?
Like, it's
crazy.
It's supposed to be worse.
Yeah,
bro. I knew about that shit a while ago though, because I was doing research, just randomly popped up like on COVID. Like, I learned like the Brazilian one.
Yeah,
it was it began in like March last year.
Fuck,
I searched that shit up. I just came, I'm like, oh, it's not too bad, but like I was reading all this shit about it and it was like, oh, it's supposed to be like even more deadly, and now it's like reaching here.
Are you serious? It's reaching here.
It might reach here, you never know.
Fuck,
bro. Then we're just fucked, bro. It doesn't even matter. Apparently supposed to get vaccines in September though.
In September,
I don't trust that though.
Bro, I don't know,
doesn't
man.
It take a very long time to make a vaccine?
Yeah, it does.
You tell me they made a vaccine in a year?
But the thing is, like, they put so much money into it. That's why. But at the same time, it's like iffy.
I'm sure you need a lot more than a year's research to stop a global pandemic. Like, I wonder how long. Remember the SARS? I guess we were still young.
Yeah, I wasn't even around.
Yeah, maybe.
We weren't even around.
We weren't alive, yeah. I don't know how long it took to like get a vaccine for that, but I'm just thinking like a year. Make a vaccine for
because fam, you don't know if there's side effects and shit, bro. Like long term side effects.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's why everyone's talking about zombies and shit like that coming up.
Oh my god! Like I Am Legend. Oh,
yeah, like. I don't even survive that shit, bro.
Because that's how I Am Legend started. Because they got a vaccine for they got a cure for cancer, and then it mutated people and turned them into like monsters.
Yeah, you never
like zombies.
Never know, man. Like shit could happen. Because do you know who the book of like Nostradamus?
Yeah.
Somewhere in his book, he's famous for like predicting like, prophecies. Like he predicted 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. I have a story about that too.
Let's hear it.
So Nostradamus said that the end of the world or the coming of the Antichrist would be like, it was interpreted as it'd be like some guy whose father's name was Muhammad or something. So like from the Middle East.
Yeah. Okay.
From the Middle East. And that guy would start World War III.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is me. I'm tripping, bro. I'm at school one day.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you back all the way to grade 12. I watched a video. You know what Apex TV is? It's like
Apex TV. Gaming?
No. It's on YouTube and it's like they always interview some like people from like the future or some shit like that.
Oh, okay.
It's weird. Yeah. Right? You wouldn't believe it if you see it, right?
Yeah.
So one day I just seen that. I was like, oh, future, a guy from 2021, interview from a guy from 2020 or some shit like that.
Oh, I think I remember that. I saw that video.
Yeah, fair. And he's talking about, the end of the world is going to be in 2020 and it's going to start with World War III.
Yeah.
So I read this thing about Nostradamus like a little bit after I seen that.
Yeah.
So you imagine everything's coming to play, right? 2020, talking about World War III, beefing with Iraq.
I know. Iran. Yeah.
Fucking Middle East, right? That's located in the Middle East, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh shit. Yeah. This is adding
it's
up.
Lining
like,
up. Yeah.
So I'm like, damn. Like at first I'm like, there's no way you can start a world war with like a country as small as like Iran and then the States. I don't think Iran would
No, but they have allies. That's why.
Then that set in.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, Middle East got their back. Them. Like everyone from the Middle East.
Like Russia has their back.
Russia has their back too. Plays like it's a big. It could turn into a big war.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. I start thinking about this. This video. I'm like, this is crazy. So I do some more research. This thank God it didn't happen.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm doing some more research.
What do you say?
Like,
what do you say?
I'm like, who's the most dangerous man in Iran or in the Middle East?
Yeah.
The guy's name is Muhammad, fam. The guy's name is Muhammad. So I'm like, yo, we're all about to die, bro. World War III is happening.
Bruh.
Muhammad, like, bro, the guy's name is Muhammad. So I was like, okay, yo, like, this is all adding up now. Like, he can have a son.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have a son, bro. He could still have a son. That could be the Antichrist.
Oh, shit.
Like, that's what Nostradamus was saying. It's a shout, but, yo, everything was just too perfect. It just lined up in the place. Like,
man, the thing is, though, there's a lot of Muhammads in the world, you know?
Yeah. But, I mean, the thing is, I searched up the most dangerous man in the Middle East.
And it was...
A guy named Muhammad something. Still young, though. He still have kids.
That's crazy. Hey, what do you think though? Do you think we're gonna see another world war? Hopefully not, but
I think eventually we will. Man.
You think there's like in our lifetime?
There's a lot of problems. I don't know. Maybe when we're older. I don't think like right now.
Mm.
But there's a lot of issues.
It's too like unsure right now.
There's a lot of well, right now I think people were just jumping to conclusions saying it's gonna be a world war because the whole year last year was so shit.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing.
So much shit happened. Like you gotta remember like the whole BLM movement
happened
last year. Mm-hmm. And all those protests.
George Floyd. Like,
yeah. Then the World War III thing, COVID hit.
Yeah, there's so much shit that happened.
A lot of shit happened. Even this year started off with the fucking bang with the Capitol getting fucking taken over.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Like I really don't understand that. That's gotta be like one of the most heavily guarded buildings.
I'm surprised that they allowed that,
bro. There's people sitting in like the hall, like fucking in the chairs and shit like that.
Okay, here's the thing. What would have looked better, like them allowing that or them like murking like the whole? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's the thing, right?
So you gotta have some.
You have to have some like authority.
Yeah. You just let they look like a playground.
Facts. You know what I mean? That was actually a stain, fam. That's
But that's what 2021 started. It makes you think. I know. How's the rest of 2021 gonna go, man?
Yeah, that's how it started.
Talking about like some fucking Brazilian COVID new strain coming too. Like it sounds like it's about to be a shit year again. I'm not like knocking wood that it's not.
Knock on wood right now, fam. But yeah, like I have high hopes that things will turn out well. Yo, I have another theory about like 2020. What if 2020 could have been way worse? Like you know how you said World War III, right?
Yeah.
What if World War III did happen in 2020 or started in 2020, but in a different reality?
What you mean by that? Different reality?
Like, you know the Mandela effect and shit?
Yeah.
You know how the theory, like, we jumped in on a different dimension, like alternate dimension?
Oh, serious? Okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So what if Nostradamus, you said, right?
Yeah.
What if Nostradamus was from that dimension where World War III did happen? And all of that shit did happen. But we jumped onto a different dimension. So that shit didn't happen.
Yeah, that's a show. That never know.
You never know, right?
Yeah, no. Bro. Because it's all crazy when you think about it. It's all crazy when you think about it. Because you know what? I actually started opening my mind to the whole other dimension thing when I started watching shows like you ever watched The Flash?
The Flash? Oh yeah. I watched a bit of it. I finished it.
If you watch that whole thing, they talk about like going to other dimensions and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that could be a possibility.
Yeah, that's what they're doing with Marvel now. You know that? Yeah.
They're supposed to like going to other dimensions.
Did you watch WandaVision or not?
No.
Oh, but you know the new Spider-Man, it's supposed to have like all three Spider-Man, bro, like Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland.
I'm hyped for that.
I'm so amped, bro.
Like, how are they gonna do that? They're just gonna like, I don't know how they're gonna bring it back. Like, how are they gonna
introduce? Did you watch Into the Spider-Verse, like the animated one or not?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so it's gonna be like that. Like something happens with like the dimensions and shit, and then like they're all gonna be there.
That's dope. I feel like they started doing that a lot more in like the Marvel.
Yeah. I feel like ever since I saw it in Rick and Morty, I always talk about Rick and Morty on this podcast. But ever since I saw that like type of dimension flipping and shit, like in Rick and Morty, like I see that everywhere now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a fun like concept to play with, you know?
Yeah, no, Rick and Morty has like they've got some good.
They
like,
got some.
You can make some
woke shit. Yeah, they got some woke shit.
It makes you think.
Mm-hmm.
It does make you think. That's like. The Simpsons, bro.
Yeah,
they predict shit that they predict is freaky.
I know.
Like the most freakiest video is that one of like Trump going down the escalator.
Yeah.
Like, they put that shit side by side. How do you get that?
I don't know, exact? Man.
Cause yo, the sign fell. He's doing the same wave, same type of crowd.
Like
it was made way before it happened.
Like how the fuck?
How
do
they even predict that Trump is gonna become president?
Yeah,
everything's fucked.
Do you think like for real they have a prophet or like some shit, like they could predict shit?
Yo, the writer could be in this like other dimension. You never know, like the writer could be in the other dimension.
That's facts. Shit. Yeah,
you could already know. Bro, there's some weird shit because there's videos of time travel as well.
Oh yeah, I seen like some of that shit.
Cell phones.
Yeah,
there's like 1920s or something like some like. new ass cell phones. Yeah. Like, not the big ones. Mm. And like, you see those videos and it's not, I don't think the videos are doctored.
No, they're not. They're not. I seen little pictures of people with like different type of clothing for their time.
Yeah.
And they look like they're out of place. Like they're in a rush to go somewhere.
Yeah, bro. That's, and they could be from, not even from here, not from the time travel. If like, maybe there are some people that have invented time travel we wouldn't know, but the time travel could be big in the future and they're just coming back to witness all these historic events.
Yeah,
and they're there. Because time, I think in our lifetime, we'll see time travel.
You think so?
I think.
The thing about time travel is like, once they invent time travel, then reality might just get fucked up.
It will. That might be why they're keeping a secret too.
Yeah.
Because they have to be smart with it. If they just bring it, like start saying it's possible, everything could get screwed up.
Bam. Imagine the world was almost destroyed like hella times. Mm-hmm. But because they already know time travel, like they were able to stop that shit.
Yo! Back to the show. Yo! No, that's true. That's true.
Because like
2000.
Yeah.
That was 1 year that it was supposed to end, right?
Oh, yeah.
That shit didn't happen, bro. 2012. That shit didn't happen either. That shit didn't happen. That's a show, bro.
Whoa.
Time travel, these guys that you see in the videos, like on the phone and stuff, they could be the types of people that come and they're like
I don't know. Nah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
They just gotta change one thing, bro.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is set.
That's facts though. Cause like, let's say, for example, like a Hitler type of person. Mm. If they send someone back in time when Hitler was like, say, a kid and then like pushed him into a different path.
Yeah, yeah.
That changes the whole history.
Yeah, so maybe they didn't do that. Like time travelers never did that because I knew it's changed too much.
Yeah, changed too much.
That could be a thing.
Oh, imagine shit.
A lot of things would change if the Holocaust never happened.
Yo, that's so true. Cause like we kind of advanced a lot too with like, whether it be like military, whether it be like health and shit.
Yeah.
Cause I think they came up with a lot of medicine during that time, right? Like they advanced it so quickly because they needed it right away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bro.
That's a show. Cause yo, that could definitely be a possibility. Now that I'm thinking about it, because there's some things you can't change, some things that you could change that wouldn't affect anything. The end of the world, is one of those things.
That's
you
so
stop
true,
the end of the bro. World, you stop the end of the world, no one's gonna, like, it's not gonna really affect anything. You stop something like Hitler being alive,
that could change everything. Like even like a meteor or something, like you remember Armageddon, that movie?
Yeah.
There's a meteor gonna crash into the world, but they sent people out there to stop it.
Yeah.
What if there's something like that, like way back, and then they send people back in time to do that shit?
There's been times where the meteors just like meteors.
Almost got hit and shit. I heard about that too. Yeah.
That could be another thing. Cause same thing, like someone could come back in the future, change something around, that meteor missed by that much because they changed one little thing.
Yeah, bro. Cause if they had, let's say time travel is real and they have the power to change things, some things that they didn't change that were terrible were probably meant to happen, like we said, like Hitler and shit.
Yeah.
And other shit like we're able to change, but some shit we could not play with because it would change fucking for the better. It's crazy.
I don't think so.
Okay, bro. Let's say you had a time machine right now, right in front of you, and they said, "All right, you have unlimited time travels. Where do you want to go? Where are you going? Damn. Are you going to the future? Or are you going to the past?"
Going to the future, bro.
Going to the future.
Going to the future.
What do you expect to see?
Shit, I don't know. We're like flying cars and shit like that. Actually, no. I'm gonna see
a wasteland, bro.
Yeah. Never mind. Yeah.
You see Fallout.
I think. Have you seen WALL-E?
Yeah.
Like that.
Weird.
I think it'll be like that. Like humans are living in space.
Oh, true.
Humans are living in space and everything's just a wasteland.
I could see that. Like
this Earth, bro. This planet is going to shit.
I know.
It's going to shit. It's not going to be here, bro. That's why they're looking at going to Mars and shit.
They're looking at other planets. Like they're actually planet shopping, fam.
There's planets that are just like Earth.
Yeah. I saw that. Yeah.
There's some planet called like Kepler something. And it's like Kepler, a bunch of numbers or whatever. It's just like Earth. It's just super far away.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as like someone like fucking
Elon Musk
fucking comes up with something.
Yeah.
To take you from like a gigantic spaceship that everyone can get on.
I know. On the way there.
Yeah. To take you there, like a giant like cruise ship.
Imagine, bro.
And you just land there. Everything's there. Water. You already have like grass and shit there.
Yeah.
You start rebuilding again.
That's a new world. Like,
yeah.
Holy, that's a reset. It's like literally a reset.
Yeah. Hopefully, fucking God, if they don't fuck it up again.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'll be in our life. It won't be in our lifetime.
Fuck, probably not. But, or what if they create something like we don't age?
Yo.
Cause there's so many, like even right now, okay, look at Mike Tyson, right? Mm. You see how Mike Tyson's fighting? How old is he?
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck? Or how old is he? Like 60? I don't even know.
He's
69?
He's old.
He's old. Like let's just say he's old. But he's fighting like a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, and that's right now. That's right now. Yeah. So imagine, let's say 20 years from now, what do you think they can do with, like, let's say stem cell research, let's say like biology?
I think they'll start creating superhumans.
I think so.
And they'll have those people fight in like boxing matches. They'll have those people go into wars.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. They won't have humans, like actual like humans born from the womb do that. They'll create superhumans, or they'll get like test, like they want whoever's like willing to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll inject them with something. They turn superhuman.
That's a new race found. That's gonna be a new race.
And then so many possibilities, bro. Cause everyone's, all these top these like smart billionaires that are coming up with new ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Elon Musk has changed the world.
I know
a lot. And there's more people like him. Like
there's more people like him.
There's more people like him that we don't even know about. Like,
that haven't even been born yet.
Some guy will come up. Yeah, yeah. There'll be some guy coming up with the same like superhuman idea.
Yeah.
And he'll make it happen.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Because he's just naturally God, or whoever put him on this planet, whatever you believe in.
Yeah, he was
in,
blessed. He was blessed.
He got that idea. And I believe too is whatever you believe in, God, like whoever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was set. It was set.
You're put on this planet for a reason. Like if he wants you to be on this planet,
it was for a purpose. Yeah. Yeah. I believe that too, fam.
Because it's like you're born with a certain mindset.
Yeah, bro. Okay, let me blow your mind real quick. Let's say time travel existed, right? Mm-hmm. And then let's say we can manipulate our bodies, make us like, let's say super tall, super strong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Live long, super long. And time travel happened. What if the aliens that came to Earth are actually just humans from the future? Bro.
You're fucked, man.
Bro, imagine.
That's... Yo,
what if we're just there? The aliens are just humans.
We're their aliens, bro.
We're just them, but like in the future.
Yeah.
And they just came back.
Yeah, because we don't even know what they look like. We just have ideas that there's some green alien. Yeah, beings, bro. They could be human.
They could just look like us.
Oh my. Bro. Because, yeah, we don't know what they look like.
We don't.
They could be us traveling some futuristic shit that Elon Musk made in the future.
Exactly, bro. Exactly.
And come back. And they're trying to, like, give us warnings. Like, they're trying to make contact.
Because, if time travel existed, right?
Yeah.
If time travel existed, period. If time travel existed, us from the future would want to come back and take a look.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And at least help, like, mankind.
Yeah, facts. That could be what they're doing, bro.
That could be it. That could be what it is.
Aliens could have just stopped 2012 from happening, 2000 from happening, you know, the end of the world from happening.
Yeah, and all those theories of like the aliens came to Egypt and taught them how to make this shit.
Yeah.
What if they weren't even aliens? They were just us from the future, mm-hmm. like the future.
Yeah.
And then we like this is when we had all these like injections and shit to make us like the best beings we can.
Yeah, because yo, the hieroglyphics, like going back to the pyramids.
Yeah.
There's like the people that they have painted on the walls. They look different, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking. Because in the future, right, we don't know what we're going to look like in the future, like what our kids or grandkids are going to look like in the future.
Yeah.
They might be those ones that are genetically modified or whatever. So they might look a little bit different. Like
yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Like some sort of like type of appearance that's exactly way different, right?
Yeah.
So when they came back and the old, like the Mayans or the people, the Egyptian people saw like basically our the future people,
of us. Yeah,
they thought they looked like that. Like they thought they were aliens because they look different.
Yeah,
you change over time. Think about cavemen.
Yeah, we do change over time.
You change over time. So yeah, what I'm saying, like the future, you look way different. So they're coming back. You just look. They just look like aliens. They don't look the same.
That's so crazy. I think that's that's literally a theory we just made up right now.
Yeah. That just right now as we're
like
talking,
literally just right now. Yeah. That's crazy, bro.
Could be because cavemen, you just look back in the past, cavemen were so different, and then we just evolved. We evolved from monkeys, fam. If you're thinking of it in a scientific way, if you're thinking about like God put you on the earth and just put you looking like that, but now there is proof.
Like, yeah, because the human race, it's we haven't even been around that long. Like if you look at like other races, like look at like turtles, look at like all of these different reptiles, they've been thousands and thousands of years even before humans.
Mm-hmm.
Like their first, like let's say, stages, and then they evolved into what we see today, right?
Yeah,
it's the same thing as what primates evolved into humans, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's still a huge like future of what humans could be. And what if like that's what the aliens look like? is us just in the future.
Yeah.
And then that's why they're coming back, because what if we're seeing all these UFO sightings right now because it's us from the future? Like, all right, we have to like do some shit so they don't destroy the world, because we saw how it played out before.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's why that sighting that was on CNN, that was during COVID, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could have been just.
What if they gave us the cure?
Yeah, government can have the vaccine right now. I mean, the Pentagon's the one that released that sighting.
Yeah. Okay.
They could have just dropped the fucking vaccine off. You know,
yeah. Well, what if?
That's how they got. That's how we're getting it already in September, fam.
Yeah. Yo. Oh, yo. Yo.
That's how we're getting it so early.
All right. Yo. No. What if they made a vaccine, right? They made a vaccine and they were gonna let it out to the whole population, yeah. And then these aliens came, which is us from the future, mm-hmm. came and stopped it because they knew that vaccine would have fucked over the whole population. Exactly. So they gave us a different vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yo, because it's not the same vaccine that was making people's faces lopsided and shit like that.
Yeah.
Right? I think because they've modified it now again, so yeah, that it doesn't have that.
Yeah.
So we only know, or they only have that new modification to the vaccine because these aliens came and said, yo, you guys are fucking up, like, switch that shit up. That's actually fucked
up. It's so crazy, bro.
Damn, bro.
There's some weird stuff.
There's so much crazy shit out there.
It'll come up now. Like once COVID goes away and there's a vaccine, we'll start hearing about more stuff.
Yeah. When do you think life is gonna come back to normal, or do you think life is never gonna come back to normal? It's hard to say.
I think it'll come back to normal because we did have the flu before, right?
But not like COVID, bro.
No, the flu was bad. The flu was bad. Wasn't it really bad? Like,
but COVID is literally the biggest pandemic we've seen.
Shit.
Yeah, literally the biggest
pandemic. So maybe it won't go back to normal. Maybe I don't think anyone's gonna be like fully cured.
At least like our generation that remembered. That's what sucks.
But no, you gotta think of it and like, if you're thinking on the bright side, bro, yeah, you're part of like history, a big moment in history.
That's true. You gotta look at the bright side. Never like
you could tell your kids that'd be like, yeah, like this shit was like a global pandemic, like it was killing people.
Yeah. And look at the bright side, like this shit helped me. You know what I mean? It helped me make this podcast. It helped me like get a head start on it.
No, for sure, bro.
Like there's always a silver lining to, let's say, something bad that happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or not even necessarily something bad that happened, or like something big that changed.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a silver lining. Like there's always opportunity, right?
Yeah. You just have to look up. Like positive, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's like when a man gets like his heart broke.
Yeah.
And then he goes, hits the gym, becomes like this new next guy, you know?
That's right there, yeah.
Yeah, like he turns into like the best version of himself because of that.
That's the one thing. That is the one thing like that can change a man is heartbreak.
Yeah, 100%. I believe that, bro.
Because imagine you're chasing a girl your whole life, and then you get your heart broken. You know, you're chasing next the fucking bag.
Yeah, you're chasing the bag next because you wake up.
Bag never switches.
You wake
up.
Exactly.
Bag never switches up on you.
Never.
You grind. You get the money, and that's what you gotta do. Him. That's what I've been doing.
I feel like a lot of successful people they've been through moments like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why they're so successful, because they've experienced something like that.
Oh yeah, bro. Like you have to fail. And there's gonna be so many haters. Like Elon Musk has so many haters. Like he's just a good example.
Mm-hmm.
And like you prove someone wrong, and then they're just on your team.
Exactly.
It's all about like you just get fans after that, man. Like how many people when you started Carlos Black Market?
Yeah,
it was such a small thing at the time.
Yeah, it was like 20 people.
Yeah, such a small thing, and then it grow it, you. Like it just blew up, and now you have like your own fucking like.
I have my own brand. Yeah,
you have your own podcast.
I know.
So happens, bro.
But those people from the beginning, like you, man, like all the boys that were those first 20 people, I keep them close because I remember.
Facts, bro. Because that's it. Always, when you have loyalty in the beginning, like you grow with your friends.
Yeah, bro. That's a true sign. Like they've been there from then.
Yeah, yeah.
They're definitely worth keeping around.
For sure. Right? For sure.
But all these other people that just like hop on like the shooting rock. I want to call it like a shooting star, shooting rock. Like it's going up. People just want to hop on and come with you.
Yeah. And if you start going like, because there's always going to be ups and downs in your career, right? If you start going down, those men, exactly.
Like,
but those day ones that are still with you,
because they believe, they know the true destiny. Like,
and
they
like
know.
If they're real day ones, they're gonna help you like succeed, bro.
Exactly.
That's how you move as a
team.
That's
the people you need around you.
That's how you help the healthy lifestyle, bro.
Exactly, bro.
That's all I'm saying.
I learned so much, fam. I learned so much from just like life now. Because we're what? I'm 21.
I'm 20.
You're 20. When's your birthday?
May 8th.
Yeah. Yes. So like we're literally reaching 21. Like we're adults now. Mm-hmm. And we've learned a lot of things.
For sure. And there's still so much more, man.
There's still so
we're
much
still,
more.
We're still young too. Yeah. Compared to like, imagine what our parents know compared to like,
I know. I know.
And I know like in the moment sometimes, like, bro, you guys don't know anything, whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's like, they're your parents, so you don't want to listen.
I know.
But now you're starting to realize, oh shit, like a lot
there's,
of this shit.
There's a lot. Right. There's a lot.
They told you a lot of stuff that you never believed when you were a kid, but now you're starting to realize like.
Yeah. I feel like from, let's say, I want to say like when you reach like 18 to beyond, yeah, you start learning a lot so quickly. Would you agree with me?
Yeah. Because I feel like as you're able to, you're able to go out and do more things.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you're allowed to experience the world.
Yeah.
Like, did you go to any of like the S trips and stuff like that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, bro, I didn't either, fam. But do you know how much people, like, you got to experience more shit? And,
yeah,
like, you
know.
Also got to learn more shit. Because, yeah, like, you see a lot of shit that people were doing there.
I know.
And then it hits you.
You didn't go? I thought you went.
I didn't go, man.
Damn.
Because I couldn't justify spending, what was it, $3,000?
I know, that was me too. That was me too.
For a 3-star hotel.
Yeah.
But then I saw the videos. I was like, oh, shit.
I know. Because now I regret it.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't go to Quebec either, shit.
But you know, like, I never look back and be like, oh, if only I could go back. I never think about it like that now. I think about, like, what if I was meant to, like, not go?
Yeah.
Right?
Could be, like, imagine you spent that $3,000 on something else, fam.
Yeah. Because like, I always thought of, like, because what I do with my $3,000, I bought all these kicks, fam. I bought, like, like my gear. You know?
And look, they're still with you, fam.
And they're still here. They're still here.
So, I mean, you could resell those for so much more now, too.
But it would, like, you can look at it different ways. You can look at it like, oh, it's stupid. You're spending on this shit.
Yeah.
But I look at it like, I spent it on this. Now I don't have to buy it later when I have more money, because mm-hmm. I had my fill of it.
Yeah.
I always preach that. Like, I always preach, if you're young, just go spend your money and, like, buy the shit you want. Because when you're older, all that, the money, like, you have responsibilities. You have to pay for it.
Yeah.
But when you're a kid, when you're in high school, shit, you don't have to pay for nothing. You don't have responsibilities like that.
That's,
like,
true.
Just ball out.
You kind of need, like, you need that freedom to, like, understand, like, what it is, like, mm-hmm. like, being an adult.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
If you get babied your whole life, you're not gonna really know.
Yeah,
you
gotta, that's real shit.
You gotta fail and then you'll succeed. There's
that's
no way
shit,
you
yeah.
can succeed without failing. There's
I know.
No
way, yeah.
Cause then you don't know your mistakes. You can't be perfect the whole time. That's impossible.
That's fact.
That's impossible, bro.
Yo, what's the greatest, like, I want to say, battle you've ever went through? Let's say you had to go through something and you want to achieve a goal and you went through it and you succeeded. What would you say?
That's a good question, bro. Bro, it's always gonna relate back to like my whole weight loss and weight gain thing.
Yeah.
Cause it's mentally, it's hard.
It is, bro. It is.
Bro, I used to want to hear something crazy. Like, I was so like, I was so dedicated at this point too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what intermittent fasting is?
Yeah, intermittent fasting.
So I would intermittent fast from 7 o'clock to 11 o'clock the next day.
Mm.
So I would stop eating all my meals at 7 PM and then I'd start eating after 11.
After 11, yeah.
But like before that, I'd wake up at like 6-7 o'clock and I'd go on my 5-10K run.
Damn.
And I'd do that every single day.
And you didn't pass out, bro? Like,
no,
shit.
I was like, the first couple of weeks, I was like puking.
Damn.
Because I was like, bro, this is
you're
hard.
Like dedicated.
I was, because I had a goal. I was like, bro, I want to reach this. Like, I don't want to be a lazy, fat piece of shit, fam. So I was
good
like,
shit.
I was like, damn, like, I want to reach this. So I'm like, that's what I'm going. I ate like oats and like dry to drink my chicken breast. Just like, it was like the most disgusting type of diet ever, but eventually I got used to it. And every single day when I wake up, look at myself in the mirror, be like I'm happy, bro. Like, I'm proud of myself. I'm gonna keep going. That shit drives you. And then since you see results in the gym as well.
Yeah, because it all leads up, you know, it all adds up.
Yeah.
Like, as long as you take that first step, that's a start. Mm-hmm. And then when you keep stepping, like, people say this, the journey always starts with a few steps, right? You take your first few steps to make your journey, and the journey is the whole journey. It's not like a jog. Yeah. It's literally a marathon. It's not even a marathon. It's longer than that.
Oh yeah.
Like, it's gonna take time. Like, you're gonna go through a lot of shit, but eventually it adds up.
For sure. Like, you have to have the. You need to be patient. Probably.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen overnight. But
exactly.
What about you though? You
my gotta, biggest.
Yeah.
My biggest achievement. Damn. So or like biggest obstacle, right? Biggest obstacle.
Yeah, that you like overcome, or like even like a goal and like that you set that you're still striving like towards.
I'm still striving towards just being the best I can be, like being the most successful I can be. Because I always said, like, when I was in high school, I always wanted like multiple businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, remember when I had Carlos Blackmer gate? Sure, it was like something small, but I knew like this is gonna be the start of something huge. Like, not even just that business, because that business, I'm not using that business anymore. Mm-hmm. But my growth as like a businessman, my growth as an entrepreneur started from that. I mean, it started from that shit. Like my hustle mentality started from that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it evolved into Wico Studios, right? Now I was hustling that shit. Now it evolved into this podcast. Now I'm hustling this shit. Eventually, I'm going to evolve all of it into something even bigger. And that's what I'm always striving for. I'm always thinking like, how can I make something better? How can I make something bigger than what it is? I'm always thinking, I'm never looking at how can I be bigger than that person?
Yeah.
I'm always looking, how can I be bigger than myself? How can I beat myself?
Yeah, your only competition is yourself.
Exactly.
Like, you start competing with someone else?
Nah, it's not, bro. The same. It's not.
You gotta compete with yourself.
You gotta compete with yourself.
The only person that can beat you is you.
Exactly.
And you know what I call that shit? Billionaire mentality, bro.
Yeah, fam. That's literally billionaire mentality.
That's
yeah.
That's what it is. Every successful person you ever talk to, you'll see the difference between them and some regular guy off the street that has no goals.
Exactly, bro.
You'll notice that.
Like, how I'm so great already. How can I beat him? You know what I mean? I'm not so great yet. How can I be better than that? You know what I mean? You gotta think about, like, who am I? And what can I be, right?
Those facts.
But yeah, that's like...
That's good, though, bro. That's good. Like, I rate that. Not many people got that, bro.
Yeah.
They give up.
Where the fuck are you going to go? It's literally your mindset. Like, you just have to start thinking that way.
Yeah.
I mean, like, don't just stick to, like, never stick to what you know. Always learn. Always learn. Always try and grow, right?
Facts. That's, you know, speak facts like... So speak facts to them like that, bro. Everyone that's watching this...
Like, I really want to, like, at least give that information out for everyone. Like, it, because some people need to hear that.
Yeah, this just motivates you, bro.
Yeah, some people need to hear that. And my biggest goal, like, someone's going to hear something like that, and then it'll change their life, and they'll be able to do great things. This how, like, the people that inspired me, like, I want to shout out, like Gary Vee, like, he's one of the business or entrepreneurs that made me who I am today.
Yeah.
Like, Joe Rogan, like, he made me, like, who I am today. Like, I look up to these people. And they inspired me to do this. And I want to be the same and, like, help people be inspired, right?
Sure. Yeah, no, the people I keep around me, though, that's definitely a big, big thing. Because if I had people around me that didn't care, yeah, I'd probably turn out the same, too. Like, you guys hold top seven for him. I got my best friend I've known since time, my boy Keenan.
Yeah.
Bro, we've been grinding in the gym for time.
Like, I rate it.
Every day I go to his, he lives in Mississauga.
Yeah, yeah.
I go to his crib. We're just working out, bro. We're just
working out.
Like, there's no video games anymore, bro. We're hitting the gym. It's like, yo, get downstairs right now. We're pumping. Like, we're just going.
Yeah,
getting weights for him.
Go hit the grind, because you need. Goals. Yeah, you need the people around you to be on that same mindset. Yeah, fam. All right, we'll end it here. But thanks for coming through, bro. I'm so happy you came through. Yo, people always say in the comments, like, how do you have all these friends that are so sick? Like,
I'm along the way.
Yeah, all these people, you just look for the best character out of people you meet. You meet a lot of people throughout your life, and the people you want to keep with you, keep around with you. That's why I have Miles. That's why I have all these guests that come in. These are my friends. They're not even just like random people. These are my friends. Like, I keep them close for a reason. That's why I want to put them on here. Thanks for coming through, bro.
We got a dot. We don't even got a circle, fam. We got a dot.
Yeah.
That's the shit we keep close. And then we just going to see together, man.
So thanks for watching. Jumpers Jump out.